A board set up to combat racial profiling by police has released a follow-up to last year's report on traffic stops and racial profiling across the state. The follow-up focused on 8 towns that had an unusually high number of minority traffic stops in the initial report. As Connecticut Public Radio's Ray Hardman reports, police chiefs in those towns were given the chance to respond to the report.
After the 8 towns were flagged in last year's report, Central Connecticut State University's Institute for Municipal and Regional Policy took a deeper dive to better understand why they had higher than normal rates of minority traffic stops. In Darien, white drivers were more likely to be stopped for hazardous driving behavior. Black and Hispanic drivers were more likely to be stopped for equipment failures. The report suggested that Darien should review the strategy of equipment stops and the disproportional impact it has on minority drivers. But Darien Police Chief Ray Osborne defends the practice.
We found one officer. He took 44 suspended operators off the street. He took 19 vehicles that were uninsured off the street. He made 5 arrests for drug-related offenses, all as a result of stopping cars with equipment violations.
In his written response to the panel, Chief Osborne disagreed with the conclusions in the report and questioned the methodology used by the IMRP. But Madison Police Chief Jack Drum welcomed the report and says equipment stops only hurt poor people who can't afford it.
They're trying to get to work. They're trying to do the right thing. They're trying to pay their taxes. And giving them a ticket for $200, $300, $400, because at some point in the state of Connecticut, they decided that this is a way to balance a budget, it's not right.
Last year's racial profiling report, as well as the supplemental report, were based on traffic stop data collected by individual police departments from October 1, 2015 to September 30, 2016. Ray Hardman, Connecticut Public Radio.